The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
So the holidays on the way, and you may need to help Santa do some of the shopping. These are apparently the 10 worst toys. Now, they may be bad toys, but boy, is this a shrill warning of a report from these people.
Okay. The list is out of the top 10 worst toys this holiday season, as determined by the group WATCH, which stands for World Against Toys Causing Harm.
Oh, that sounds like a real fun group of people.
Oh, man, I bet their gatherings are the best.
Fun can turn into tragedy in an instant.
Every 3 minutes in U.S. emergency rooms, a child is treated for a toy-related injury. This year, the 10 toys topping the list are marketed to a variety of ages, all with potential for serious injury or death.
Okay. They're showing a xylophone.
Yeah,
Those have been made forever. Like, I'll be interested to see what the difference is with that particular bathtub xylophone.
Don't get me wrong. Ban them all, because they are the worst.
Yes.
But I'm interested to see how dangerous this is.
Among the items this year, the popular Coco Melon musical learning watch. The toy, marketed for kids 3 and up, contains button batteries, a significant choking hazard.
Oh, yeah, I don't like those. Those button batteries.
But
you swallow them, they burn a hole in the kid's neck and can't ever get fixed.
But those things are usually in there, like behind a cover with a Phillips head screw that's smaller than an atom.
Yeah. And a lot of toys have those.
And they're in their heart. Like, it would be pretty hard for a kid to get to one of those. I would think a kid that was savvy enough to be able to go find a screwdriver the right size, unscrew it, and open it up would be savvy enough to also not eat the battery.
Right.
That's what is appearing in our children's products now. And deaths and severe injuries have occurred when these batteries are swallowed by children.
Probably because parents take them out. Any of those flat batteries like that.
Yeah, okay. What about like a AA or a AAA? Do they not have the same issue? Like if you ingest one, obviously they're harder to swallow, but.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. And also, they're just bigger, much harder to swallow.
Also on the list, a toy from the popular franchise Black Panther, the Wakanda Battle Claws, which Watch says have the potential for eye and facial injuries.
Okay, they look like they shoot. They do look like hard plastic that shoots, though. It doesn't look like Nerf tip.
But there are so many things that have potential for eye injury.
Yeah, anything that has somewhat of an edge to it.
As you can see, rigid plastic, and there are warnings on the packaging to not swipe at eyes or face.
Watch
I would not buy those.
When my boys were little, I definitely would have gone, there is no way I'm letting them use these. Put on these hard plastic claws onto their own hands.
Right.
No thanks.
Because eventually someone is going to get stabbed in the face.
I agree. That's a terrible toy.
Watch says all those warnings should be a red flag to consumers. But even some plush toys aren't as innocent as they look.
A stuffed lion.
The group found online marketing for this so-called cuddly bunny warned against use under age 3, but also said safe for all ages.
That is a bit of a
That gives a mixed message there a little bit,
When we're seeing that kind of inconsistency about products online, it just highlights again how careful we all need to be.
These guys are such a wet blanket. It's just a stuffed bunny. I mean,
yeah,
it's fine.
And you can get a full look at all of the nominees as well as the reasons why they made the list on our website, WCVB.com. In Brighton, I'm Katie Thompson, WCVB News Center 5.
Thanks, Katie. Those gel guns. Did you see that one?
What was that?
There's those.
It's a Nerf gun.
It's not. It's
I
thought it said Nerf on it.
Pretty sure it said Nerf on it.
That it's a brand.
I think the gel guns, have you ever heard of Orbeez?
Yeah.
Those little things that you put in the water, they expand?
Yeah, they get all funky.
So it's made by Nerf.
I think that's one. Maybe it's
Nerf Pro Gel Fire. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can see the little Orbeez up on the top.
But those are the Orbee bead type things,
Those, I think their fear with those is if you eat too many of them, they become toxic. So.
What are they made of?
Like some sort of like plastic or whatever, and it absorbs the water and it like triples in size.
Ooh.
Then you shove them in there, and they're fun to shoot, though. Not gonna lie.
I mean, I do love the videos where people dump like 8 metric tons of those into swimming pools.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That seems fun.
This text, the guy talking about how harmful these toys are sounds like the loser lawyer from Jurassic Park that got, that got eaten. I think you're absolutely right. Those gel guns, oof, very pricey.
Well, yeah, not only that, but I sure as hell wouldn't want those inside the house. I know that. Like, I don't mind if the kids play Nerf darts. It annoys me that they're laying around sometimes or that they've missed one. But it doesn't mess anything up.
Yeah.
Like, wet gel all over the place. No thanks.
Yeah, it's not great at all. Not great at all. It's fun to step on them. It's not something I've ever thought when I've stepped on them.
I bet it feels weird.
Yeah. It does feel weird. 1-800-947-3979. Did you ever get a dangerous toy? Like, you look back on it now and you're like, wow, I shouldn't have had that.
Yeah.
Probably. What was it?
I had a couple of them. In fact, I have them now, legitimate from the era lawn jarts, steel tip. We could play them now.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also had this toy when I was a kid. I had a Fisher-Price boat, and it had a flag on the back of it. It was like a hard, semi-flexible like vinyl.
Yeah,
and the scar is has mostly gone away now, but for like an old photo when I was younger, I had a massive scar under my eye. It took a chunk of my skin out because it was sharp enough that it literally took a chunk.
Did someone throw it at you?
No, I was playing with it and I just scraped it across my face. Jeez. You know, kid's skin is thin. And so, if it would have been 1 inch higher, it would have taken my eye out.
Yeah.
And I told my parents, you should have sued the crap out of them. They're Fisher Price.
Yeah, we didn't even
care
about
you. You know the pockets they have?
I remember my first tool kit when I got it. It had like a small handsaw and a legit hammer in there. And,
yeah, I had that.
It's more that I just wouldn't want the kids in my life now to have that because I know there'd be holes in the drywall shortly thereafter where the hammer had gone through it.
Yeah, that's definitely a kid-by-kid decision on the real tool kit.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Hobbings, this question, did your boat have a flag on it that said chillin' the most?
You know, it didn't. It was a knockoff Kid Rock yacht.
Did you rock that bitch up and down the coast?
But I did rock that bitch up and down the coast, yeah.
You guys, you're from the same area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I bet Detroit suburbs.
Oh my God. And we're not that different in age. Same area. And I'll bet he had the same boat. I bet that was the inspiration for rocking that bitch up and down the coast.
I bet it was. This text, I got a BB gun at age 12. My buddy and I wanted to see if our safety glasses were truly safe. So we stood apart from each other and shot each other in the eye.
Oh.
They worked.
Oh my God.
My brothers, did y'all ever play with the crash dummy head things, the toys that you could throw up against the wall and they'd smash into pieces, or you could keep them in your car, throw them against the wall and they'd smash into pieces? Y'all never
Are you talking about Mr. Potato Head?
No, it's crash dummy toys.
Crash test dummies. Yeah, okay. I remember that.
So my brother was sitting at the kitchen table one time and he was hitting them up against his hand and my mom was like, don't do that because every time you do it, you look up like, wow, and your mouth is wide open. You're going to end up choking on one of those. And sure enough, he smashed it with his hands. It went flying everywhere, and the head flew up in the air, and he was like, wow, amazing, and then right into his mouth, and he swallowed it. And I was like, you're going to have to poop that out now.
That sucks.
Yeah, it did.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.